This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's go fishing. See what we can find in the pool of experiences for this Tuesday, 22nd of March. We're 2/3 of the way through the month, Richie. Wow. Means it's almost over.
That's all right. Bring on April.
All right, ready for it. We sound a little hoarse this morning, both of us. We're doing all right, though. The change in the weather brings about lots of different things. You had a little snow on the ground yesterday. We had a little snow on the East Coast on the ground yesterday. Moving ahead, though, looks like today will warm up. You'll have temperatures, what, near 60?
Low 60s today.
We have upper 40s today here, and then the 60s tomorrow is 28 degrees now on the farm. As all eyes and ears, I shouldn't say all, but many people feel like they need to know more about what's going down in Brussels. What is going on? What's gone down? Explosions this morning at the main airport. It's shut down. Two explosions there. Subway station also blown up. 13, 14 people dead.
Up to 28 now.
Now it's up to 28.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm looking at a couple of different live blogs here. They didn't focus so much on the numbers as they did
13 at the airport only.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it looks like, the airport was an American Airlines desk and a Starbucks.
Right. Yeah. Well, American Airlines presented. And American is the largest carrier from America to Brussels, although all the other majors do at least a couple of flights a day from New York on Delta and United and that sort of thing. So here's John Cohen, who is the current Undersecretary for Homeland Security. He's in charge of intelligence and the analysis that's taken place of the chatter back and forth between various, cells,
yes,
terrorist cells. He doesn't seem to be very surprised that this attack took place.
We've been hearing through reports such as those on our network and others about the concerns that there was a much larger presence, a much larger set of operatives, located in that city and in that region. This shouldn't be a surprise to anybody necessarily, because there have been concerns that have been raised by European Union officials, U.S. officials over the last several months about just the breadth of the threat posed by those who have either been recruited or inspired by ISIS and other terrorist organizations.
I remember doing a broadcast from the headquarters of NATO in Brussels.
Yeah.
And you remember that, Rizzi? I don't know how long. It was like probably 13, 14, 15 years ago. Went over with a congressman from Ohio. And it really was I'm envisioning where this explosion took place and where the headquarters are. It's a sort of, I don't say stark, but there's a sort of a different feel in this part of the city from the rest of the city. The rest of the city feels like a really sort of modern, an interesting blend of modern city life and the older buildings that are part of what is Europe's heritage. With the NATO, it's almost like I was in Russia or someplace in Eastern Europe.
Really?
That's the feel that I got. Yeah. It was just, the building was cold and awkward where it sat, and it made me feel of, because on a previous trip, I had been to Kiev and into Moscow, and for some reason or other, I just was thinking that way. Just a really sort of strange reality. But anyway, it's a lovely country, and you wonder why it is that they would be attacked. The French you can understand. The British you can understand. You wouldn't understand an Italian attack or a Spanish attack, because they're not activists. Germany, maybe. certainly France, certainly England, but why Belgium, people are asking. Part of it has to do with the arrest of this Salah Abdeslam, if that's his name, Absol, whatever, Sliam. He was the prime suspect in the Paris attacks, and I think he was in Belgium, wasn't he?
He's in Belgium. He's being held in custody in Belgium while he's waiting for extradition to Paris.
So that's what made them suspicious, that the fact that he was there.
They're thinking that he had been planning these attacks, and once he got arrested, they probably stepped up these attacks, fearing that they would be caught.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I wouldn't want to be Salah Abdeslami today.
Not now. No. I wouldn't want to have been him before. But
I bet the farm that guy's being waterboarded right now.
Yeah. Richie, that's illegal.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right now, they're on the phone with Dick Cheney going, what did you guys
do?
How
do we do this? Yeah. You want to come show us how to do that?
Who's this Jack Bauer guy you got? Can you get
call
him
up Kiefer and see what's the story with that. All right, so anyway, there's that. The president and Castro together yesterday. It was interesting, the president actually giving a televised address this morning before he comes back to Washington, offering a vision for better relations. Met with a lot of activists yesterday, and so before he leaves today, Cuba's national team is going to play the Tampa Bay Rays in an exhibition baseball game. I don't know that much about how the Rays are. They're one of those extension teams, aren't they? How good are they?
They've been around for a good while now.
Have they really?
They hopefully should be able to pull out a win.
You think?
Yeah.
So what's happened to the Cuban baseball player? It used to be
tons.
But then they became Dominicans and a few Haitians.
Not so many Haitians.
Little Japanese.
A lot of Japanese.
Yeah. So anyway, the president yesterday criticized Cuba over its human rights record. President Raul Castro said the U.S. economic embargo and the American base at Guantanamo were obstacles to normalizing ties. There's a lot of that stuff floating around on the Internet.
Castro also complained about the United States not having equal pay.
Yeah. Hello. All right, so that's one of the stories that's trending at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Some comments from people who are listening to our conversation about this. Ewan says, this is indeed an historic moment for both nations. Yeah, I think it's good. Gerald writes, the liberal media is making this an historic moment to amp up Obama's personal ego. Yeah, Obama's in the liberal media. John says, 50-plus years of belligerence toward Cuba accomplished absolutely nothing. About time we tried something different. John's right. This is so disgusting. How many years have we wasted and frittered away on foolish politics? It really, the impact of the Cubans who are in Miami and South Florida, basically the tail wagging the dog, this should never have gotten this far, frankly. But is it going to be a bonanza for certain American interests? Absolutely. Hotel, tourism. As a matter of fact, didn't I just see something about one of the cruise lines? Yeah, Carnival.
Oh, yeah.
Has won approval for Cuba sailings to begin right away. Let's see. It'll start the first next month. It's not quite April yet. 1st of May, Princess Cruises, Carnival Cruises, 8 other cruise brands said the Cuban government had approved their plans to begin sailings into the island. They'll all be going out of Fort Lauderdale or Miami. They are on sale now, operated bi-weekly by the new social impact focused Fathom brand, which will debut in April with volunteer vacations to the Dominican Republic. I find that interesting. Announcement came during the president's trip, and that was all planned as part of this move. At this point in time, this is what he sees as part of his legacy, I think, frankly. All right, so Harry writes, Facebook.com, by the way, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Cuba is a brutal communist dictatorship, and we should have nothing to do with them. Come on, Harry, get your head out of the sand. They're not a brutal communist dictatorship. They're a bunch of despots. They've stolen and taken everything from the Cuban people, but they're not a communist dictatorship. Yeah, that's what they want you to think. But they're just a bunch of thugs. They're not any different than the mafia that they pushed out 55 years ago.
What's the difference?
That's it. That's what
people
I'm
people are imprisoned for
people,
free speech.
Right.
So what's the difference between thugs and communist dictator?
Well, I suppose communism begins with a capital C and dictator starts with a small D. That's probably about it. Yeah, it's no picnic being there for. But that's why I wonder why the people in that country haven't just raised up and just gone after the guy.
I would like to think that capitalism will go in there and it will help the people, empower the people to be able
look
to
what it's done in China.
Take their government back. They haven't done anything in China.
Yeah, it has. The government, the people there are getting
the government still controls everything.
The government, not necessarily everything. No, no, they don't, because people have, they're being paid salaries now. They can buy cars and buy homes and things that are different than it used to be. With communism, the state owns all the cars. The state owns all the homes. State owns everything.
Do you see democracy breaking out in China where everybody gets to go vote?
Not breaking out, but I think you find underneath all of it, there's a sense kind of like in Iran, where people are upset with the government, but it's like a step at a time, Rishi. It's not bad enough.
Yeah,
and the way the government has kept it under control is to sort of blend capitalism and communism together.
Yes.
So thus people can own a Buick, and they can own their own home, and they can do all of that stuff.
Still wait in line for bread.
Exactly. And they still don't, you know, they can't vote. I'm voting for Neo 40 this morning. I just took mine. I'm raring to go, charged up. You have not heard me talk about Neo 40 yet and its connection to the wonder of Super Beats. Super Beats is a product that comes from dried, non-GMO beets. So what's the story, Doug, with beets? It has to do with nitric oxide, the nitrates that are found in certain vegetables, and in that department, the beets are the king of nitrates. So when they cook the beets, then they dry them, they create this powder that's called Super Beets, put it in a canister, send it to you when you buy it, and you take a teaspoon of this every day and a glass of about 4 ounces of water, drink it down, man, you're going to be supercharged. And so the Neo 40 part of the game is that the same amount of Super Beets is encapsulated in this little tablet, same as the teaspoon into the water, but it works more quickly. So that's why you start your day with it. Instead of having a cup of coffee or jack yourself up with monster drinks, all that stuff, you do this purely naturally.
You ready for this?
What's that, Rich?
So I've been dealing with this cold and congestion the last few days, right?
Yep.
My daughter's 9th birthday was on Saturday, and we had 9 9-year-old girls showing up at the house.
Really?
And I'm just feeling just dead tired. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, I know Super Beats isn't going to cure my cold, but at least it'll give me a little injection.
Injury. Yes.
I went and did it. Bam. Right through the party. Handled all the girls. I felt great. Still have my cough and my cold, but right. I had energy, and that's what got me through the party.
Right. And that's sometimes, and there's nothing artificial about this. There is a patented drying process that gives Super Beats this delicious flavor that it has, preserves precious nutrients. It does everything it can in a natural way to boost your energy, support healthy blood pressure. You got high blood pressure, take this stuff, get it right down. Because it opens up the arteries, gets blood to your muscles and to your brain and to all of the areas of your body that need support, which is pretty much everywhere. So call now, order Super Beats. They'll send you a 30-day supply along with a 3-month supply. It'll be something that is when you go through this, you'll feel like, wow, why didn't I try this before? I've heard Doug talk about it for a long time. 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. You can go to DougLikesBeats.com to order Super Beats, the only superfood that will boost your blood flow. Great food and energy. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats.
Oh, $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
She'd want to really celebrate the Backstreet Boys.
She is her favorite right now.
With NSYNC. Okay, so we're going to play some Backstreet Boys music here and NSYNC together to herald something exciting from the producers of Sharknado. Sharknado. Producers may have outdone themselves here. The latest project from this team is the sci-fi movie Dead 7, which will feature current and former boy band members battling zombies. Yes, friends, NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys in sci-fi's new zombie flick, which looks to me like insanity personified. Dead 7.
Finally a boy band project I can get behind.
Yeah, battling zombies. Where's Roberta when we have all this information? April Fool's Day. Unfortunately, this is not a joke. It's going to be on sci-fi on April 1st. The cast features members of the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, 98 Degrees, and O-Town. So that means Nick Carter's going to be in this, Joey Fatone, Eric Michael Estrada, A.J. McLean, and Howie Dora. All on the stage fighting zombies.
That's awesome.
It's silly. Right, where's Kara? I want to find out. Is she too young for the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC? Jennifer really, this is Jennifer's era of music as a kid growing up. We all, let's face it, we all predicate, listen to me and the enthusiasm that I have for the music I grew up with. And I think whenever our parents grew up with the music of the big band era, okay. Richie's dad, what did your father and mother like for music? They were... By the way, I saw on the plane coming back yesterday, there was a PBS special on the life of Berry Gordy. It was really well done. But some music. I didn't realize that Motown had gone to Broadway. There's a new Motown Broadway show.
You know what else? Apparently. There's also a Broadway show on the Million Dollar Quartet.
Really?
Elvis and Johnny Cash.
Yeah. All right, so we got to go see those. Yeah. That'd be good. All right, so Kara, the music you grew up with, did it include the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC?
Yeah, and it was a big thing for all the girls in, you know, elementary and middle school. You had to pick which one was your favorite, so I was an NSYNC girl.
You were NSYNC, why?
Oh, it was kind of like Bruce Springsteen versus Bon Jovi. You can't have both.
Oh, yeah, it was exactly like that, on the same musical level, too.
Really?
Yeah, no, I liked NSYNC better. I thought they were better singers. Everybody liked Nick Carter, so I couldn't like him.
All right, so this, you heard me talking about the zombie flick on the Sci-Fi Channel that premieres on April Fool's Day that has Nick Carter in it and Joey Fatone and Eric Michael Estrada. That's Eric Estrada's kid, right? Isn't that who that is?
You got me on that one. That would be a great storyline, though.
Yeah, I would think so. All right. So, I don't expect Kara to be able to show up the 2nd of April because she'll be so excited having seen the Dead 7. So this is, by the way, coming, I wasn't being facetious either, coming from the same home that produces these Sharknado movies. So they now have gone into zombies. So maybe they should just, the zombies meet the sharks. How about that for a storyline?
I love this.
Sharks eat up the zombies.
This is so great.
But
they should do this with, like, Menudo and all these other,
Let's go all the way. Might as well do it with Mariah Carey. Let's have Sharknado or some all these popular women singers. How about we have a bunch of country singers? Patricia Yearwood versus the zombies. Right, yes,
she's
no?
Man, she's a tough chick.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift versus the zombies.
She's a very tough chick.
Is she?
She would absolutely win.
All right, okay. Anyway, pretty silly stuff. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the more frequently questions I get asked is about dental care for your pets, and it's a good idea to discuss dental care with your veterinarian. However, if you notice any of the following signs with your pet, it's time to take some action. If you notice that your dog or cat all of a sudden has persistent bad breath, sensitivity around his mouth, he might be pawing at his mouth or trying to rub his mouth against the carpeting. If you notice that they lose their appetite or they're bleeding, inflamed, or have receding gums, tartar buildup, or if they start losing or missing their teeth, these are really important to take care of. You know, a lot of people just assume that bad teeth means bad breath, but it can be much more serious. It can actually become infected, affect other organs in the body, and can lead to a lot of major diseases, including death. Most veterinarians recommend an oral hygiene program, which includes brushing your pet's teeth on a regular basis with toothpaste formulated specifically for pets. I'm Warren Eckstein.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NFIP for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charging, deal with that. Options, final availability, and actual...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My best friend, and I love you, and I love you, yes I do.
After the hour now on the Tuesday Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Rich McFadden and Kara Schillen. Focus on Brussels, the blowing up of the airport, or at least part of it, 13 people dead there. The metro system closed down, airport closed, traffic in and out of Belgium over. Seems to be the same people that took a shot in Paris, or at least from that same cell. Other than that, it is, I don't think there's much change. What damage has been done now. You find the people if you can. It seems the mastermind is in custody already. And so Richie speculated he'd be waterboarded by...
He's on the watch. Salah Abdeslam, who was the mastermind of the Paris attacks, who was caught in Belgium last week.
Right.
Which is probably why these attacks happen now. They were probably being planned, and this is just speculation.
Get it done.
Get it done before they get caught. I'm going to say that guy's on the waterboard table right now.
All right. Well, let's hope they get some more useful information.
Hope he's having a good time.
Send him to Gitmo. The other trending things at DougSteffen.com, FBI may be able to hack into that iPhone that has been the subject of so much conversation back and forth. Yesterday, the Justice Department said in a court filing that a third party has shared a way for the FBI to possibly unlock the phone used by the gunman in San Bernardino. So, is this, like, wait a minute, wolf, how do you cry wolf? What does a wolf sound like anyway? Is it like a regular dog?
I can't do my wolf today. Ow.
Ow. Like at the end of Law & Order wolf films, because the guy that created Law & Order, Dick Wolf, at the end.
Very good Rain Man.
Ow. Anyway, back to San Bernardino, please. Court hearing had been set for today. Government trying to force Apple to get access to the phone's database, but it was canceled because they're going to test this method of getting into. A lot of people think this is a lot of smoke and a lot of hoof and puff because they could do it all along. They just wanted to get into your shorts.
I think that the government might be trying to get one over on Apple right now.
You think?
We don't need you. We found our own guy.
Good. Well, Apple will be so happy. The people who use Apple will be happy about it.
Oh, yeah? Who? And then the government will go, oh, no, just our own guy. And the Apple will go, yeah, show me.
Right, yeah.
Because we don't believe you.
Mm-hmm. The FBI.
Some 15-year-old kids.
Trending at DougStevin.com. Right, exactly. All right, Hulk Hogan yesterday was the subject of much scrutiny because he got, well, this has been going on now for a couple of months. He sued last fall the people who were responsible for basically exposing him. Literally.
Really?
I was trying to find a good way of putting that. I can't. He went naked with Bubba the Love Sponge, his former friend, who taped Hulk Hogan having sex with his wife. And then somehow or other, the tape got onto Gawker, and Gawker was sued for damages. And last Friday, the announcement was made that Hulk Hogan is going to get $115 million out of Gawker. But wait, there's more. Yesterday, the court went further, heaping another $25 million. Onto the judgment to make now the total $140 million. Gawker has more incentive now to appeal. The appeal could be, this could go either way, by the way. You know, sometimes when you appeal these things, you end up losing and you get even more tacked on.
What do they got to lose now? At this point, it's Gawker's got their hand on the pull chain on the open sign on the front window. So
right, yeah.
If they have to pay a check like that, it's lights out
later.
For them.
Adios, because they're not that.
You know,
I think they have that.
Hey, I'm so confused.
Why are you confused?
Well, I mean, you hear stories like this, and you're like, okay, so it does pay to be a dirtbag clown.
Mm-hmm.
You can make $115 million.
And you're talking about Gawker, not about Hulk.
I'm talking about Hulk Hogan.
You think he's a dirtbag?
Yeah.
Really?
Please, come on.
Because he was having relations with his friend's wife
and letting them film it at the same time? All right, come on.
I'd say they were all dirtbags.
And then
you don't relegate it to Hulk Hogan only.
Where I don't get it. It's like...
What?
I don't get it. You finally get one story where somebody gets wrong, then they get righted by it with the Aaron Andrews story.
Yeah.
And then, boom, there it is again, another Kardashian-type story.
So much. So much.
Where you get paid
around.
To just be dirty.
Yeah. Right. Dirty is right. Dirt. It's all about dirt. All right, let's spend a minute talking about more climate control information. Scientists warning yesterday that a global warming limit agreed to by nations a couple of years ago is very dangerous. Forecast before the end of the century includes killer storms stronger than any that we've seen in modern times, the disintegration of large parts of the polar ice cap, and sea rises that will begin to drown out coastal cities. Miami, gone. Palm Beach, gone. Jacksonville, gone.
Warning, warning.
Yes, danger.
Warning, warning.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Warning, warning.
Yes. All right, so it's like one of these climate things every day, right? There's a conference almost every day.
Your kids will not live to see 15. They'll all be dead by then.
What, really?
Yeah, that's...
Your warning. Kids will not be 15 years old, you mean? Is that
no,
what I'm saying?
Just,
warning, warning.
The world's coming to an end.
Oh. Nah. The world will go on. The human activity may get curbed.
Correct.
Right? Under the circumstances. So who will run Apple if we're all dead?
Warning, warning.
I will.
You're going to run? Yeah, but you're going to be dead.
No. I'm going to live in a cave.
How are you going to do that?
Warning, warning.
Hmm.
Warning, warning.
Love that show.
All right, Reggie. What, Will Robert? That was
Lost in Space.
Lost in Space.
With your friend.
June Lockhart.
Yeah.
Drove by her house the other day.
Yeah, you did?
Matter of fact.
Nice
yep.
lady.
Yes, very nice lady. Okay. Here's a story that'll... How's your blood this morning? Are you taking your Neo 40 capsule yet? So you've got your energy. You won't need anything after you hear this story. This is a white story of a white foster family that has been forced to give up their daughter because she's 1.5% Native American. Here okay. she is. Lexi's her name, 6 years old. 1.5% Choctaw blood in her.
Okay.
Has been removed from the home where she has lived the last 5 years. Protesters trying to stop government officials from taking the child from her foster parents. They spent the night last night outside of the home where they all lived. Sumner and Rusty Page, who are the foster parents, are not Native American. According to the Indian Child Welfare Act, passed by the Congress of the United States, Lexi is supposed to only live with other Native American families. If you have any Indian blood, Native American blood, any, you cannot live with a white person. You can't live with a white family. These people live in Santa Clarita, California. This has been, by the way, going on for 2 years. They had her as a foster child, then they applied to adopt her. But the Choctaw tribe has come to court to oppose it. They're going to take Lexi away. They're going to put her up in Utah with someone who is neither Native American, doesn't live on a reservation, doesn't make any sense. This is the kind of stuff, again, Trump, Bernie, this is the crap that causes people to say, what kind of stupid form of government do we live in where people who love someone can't have her because of the fact that she's got 1.5% Native American blood in her. She has to go live with someone who is, quote-unquote, her own kind.
Oh, my God.
And how much tax?
Hey, can't do that.
But you know how it is.
Yeah.
It just is, it's so frustrating. And there are better ways of us spending this. Right. It's to make life better, so they say. Who are they? It's like people who don't like gay marriage. If you love somebody, you love them. That's it. End of story. Hey.
Well, okay, they're going to come take my daughter away from me.
Yeah, your daughter's not. She's
Colombian. Colombian. Spanish, Indian, whatever.
And you're Irish, so you're a bad influence on her. What do you know about her history and her heritage? You don't know anything.
I don't know anything.
You're a dummy from Ireland.
Right. I'm just a beer-drinking dummy from Ireland who adopted
hamburger
a cute
eating,
little girl.
Giving that kid all kinds of bad influences. Oy.
They should come take her away from me.
I think.
Because I'm not 1.5% of whatever
she is. You're not worthy, Richie. That's right. What it is. They're coming to take her away.
Well, you know what the foster family should do is they should just do, you know what? We are all something of everything.
Yes, we are.
And if you look deep enough into your family history, I'm sure that you'll find somebody.
Look at Elizabeth Warren. She's an Indian. She ran her whole thing in Massachusetts when she ran for the Senate. But she's an Indian. She's about as Indian as I am. Got her a few votes, though.
Right.
That's so foolishness. It's foolishness. It is foolishness to be separated by the courts from a family that loves you. Unga bunga. 43 minutes after the hour here on Good Day.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Aches? Pain?
pains? Looking for a solution to silence arthritis? Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream is the answer. Use it for arthritis pain, strains, sprains, bruises, and more. Don't let your achy joints and muscles slow you down. Make you feel like you again. Give Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream a try today. Beat the pain.
Available in stores nationwide.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of three whole beets in one teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
For me, it was a big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm waiting. Punctuation to perfection. 47 at the hour on Good Day. Jen Jen normally is the one who does the television report, but she'll be gone for another week or so. So I am here to talk about Drew Barrymore and Timothy Oliphant starring in a new Netflix comedy series called Santa Clarita Diet. Santa Clarita Diet. The single cam project comes from a guy that created Better Off Ted. Remember him? Santa Clarita Diet follows Oliphant and Barrymore, a married couple who are realtors leading vaguely disconnected lives in Santa Clarita. This just sounds like the story of Santa Clarita. Got nothing to do with a diet. It just, by the way, yesterday, the combined resources of Oprah Winfrey and Dr. Deepak Chopra began a 21-day meditation on how to lose weight and other things that have been dragging you down. You can go online and just Google Deepak and Oprah, and I'm sure that will come up. And a lot of these things that they're doing, I think, are leading up to a television project that they're trying to do together. That'd be an interesting combo. It is already an interesting combo because the two of them are friends. But how they present, I've listened to some of their...
So does Deepak Chopra become Deepak Oprah?
Oh, Richie. Clever.
Just take out the...
If they Deepak get married. Oprah.
Yeah. Hey. Hi, Mr. Oprah.
Hey. Emma Stone and Jonah Hill, who became stars after appearing together in Superbad, the movie, reuniting for a dark comedy series called Maniac, to be... On, let's see, where are they going to put this? It's not, I don't know where the heck they're going to put this up, but a man who had fantastic adventures in his dreams. I think Jonah Hill is underrated somewhat. Do you think that's true or not? The guy from 21 Jump Street.
After he did that movie, was it the baseball movie? And was he nominated for Oscar?
Yeah, I guess he was. He was in the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio about Wall Street.
Yeah, too, I mean, he started to get some serious roles. And he really looked upon as a good actor now.
Dennis Becker. Remember him, Lieutenant Becker from the Rockford Files? Joe Santos died at the age of 84 yesterday. Remember, he was always in Rockford's face.
But
you don't even imagine guys like that getting to be that age. But this, you remember, the show was on 30 years ago.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time to have some introspective thinking, courtesy of the folks who are responsible for the chicken soup brand. Amy Newmark is here with the chicken soup for the soul, my very good, very bad dog. So dogs and chicken soup. Don't give them chicken bones, but you can give them chicken soup. We'll find out how this all works. Put it together, and what do you have? Bippity-boppity-boo? No, bippity-boppity-bark, Richie. Up next here. Good day. You get what I'm doing there?
Very clever.
Thank you very much, Richie.
Always amazed.
You woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
All right, Amy Newmark is joining us, best-selling author, editor-in-chief, and publisher of the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series. So this has been around for a long time. I have my copy of Chicken Soup for the Soul. I don't know which version this is. There have been about six bowls here that have had this chicken in it. I just love reading the stories that open up one's heart and are good spiritual things. So you got this focus on dogs. Am I right to assume your new book is about dogs?
Yes, it is. It's called My Very Good, Very Bad Dog. And one of the key points that I make in the book is that the next time you feel like you want some love in your life, go to the bark side. And that would be... Well, I heard you do your bippity-boppity-bark thing.
Yes.
Go to your...
Aren't I inspiring? Isn't it great to be here, Amy?
It's so inspiring to be around great minds. I'm so inspired.
Yes.
But I want to inspire everyone to go to your local shelter or rescue organization and adopt a dog. There are more than 3 million dogs waiting to be adopted right now in the U.S. and Canada. And adopted dogs, everyone will tell you, make the absolute best pets.
We went to, it was last year in May, when my best pal Meredith and I drove down to New York, went to Brooklyn to a kill shelter to find a pit bull or pit bull combination, which is the kind of dog she likes. My dog had died the previous month, so she wanted to get a dog. And we didn't end up taking what we thought we were going to take. I think we ended up taking something much better, a dog named Millie, who is part pit bull and part American, whatever it is, that is sort of like a pit bull. Great, wonderful dog. Needed a little training because, you know, you don't know where these dogs come from. And many of them have been abused. That's why they're there. But the story here is about a puppy that was found in a dumpster. This is a true story.
Yes. Yeah, so this happens to be about a pit bull. It's one of the 101 stories in our book. And I do feature a lot of stories about pit bulls and pit bull mixes because there's so much, there are so many misconceptions out there.
Yep.
But anyway, in this case, Catherine Bales was brought a pit bull by her neighbor. It was 10 days old. It was the size of a can of soda, frozen, almost dead, found in a dumpster. And Catherine happened to be in a wheelchair, and she needed a new service dog. So she saved the life of this little pit bull, and it turned out to be a fabulous service dog because dogs are so intuitive.
Yep.
And so many of these rescues become service dogs or therapy dogs just because they already know how to do it.
Mm-hmm. So when you go back over the 23 years that you've been doing these Chicken Soup for the Soul books, how have you managed this? I listen to you tell this story, and I think it just goes right to the heart of what my values are and so many people listening to the program. How do you manage to do that? How do you keep coming up with these fresh, relevant ideas?
I make the books that I want to read. So if there's a topic I want to read about, I make a Chicken Soup for the Soul book about it. And I also use the books to try to open people's minds to things like adopting dogs from shelters.
Yeah. Well, this certainly is a story. There's so many, as you said, 3 million dogs around, and many of them get euthanized. There's no reason for that because there are a lot of people who want and have and can provide loving homes for a good dog. So, from dumpster dog to service dog, the latest in the Chicken Soup books, check it out at Chicken Soup.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.